period. As many of you know, we have tried to separate public comment so that the initial public comment would focus on items where we are going to be taking action and then have public comment at the end on other items. I was asked whether we could change that for this meeting because there were some physicians who wanted to speak, and for some bizarre reason they didn't want to watch the political process at work for 3 hours. So I said that was fine and that they could come and speak first. So this public comment will talk about pancreas, psychiatric beds, MRI, and anything else that people want to discuss. So I'm going to take pancreas first, then MRI, then the cards for public comment on other non-action items. Questions about that from the commission? Commissioner Dermo?
Yes, I apologize for being late. I know we already went over the conflict of interest, and I do need to declare that I'm the vice chairman of the Oakwood Health System Board, and there may be some MRI rules that might affect a couple of the institutions within Oakwood Health System. It would affect other institutions as well, so I just wanted to ask from our council whether I need to recuse myself when we come to MRI.
Could you give me a little more detail about your relationship to the MRI issue?
Only as from what I understand it, that there may be with the MRI standards, there may be some positive impact that could come to Oakwood Heritage Hospital and Oakwood South Shore Hospital, although it would also advantage other hospitals across the state. So I don't have a personal interest, but as vice chairman of the Oakwood Health System Board, I thought I should declare that.
I think in light of the ruling we had several years ago from the Ethics Board, you do need to recuse yourself this time on that issue.
Because it is a matter of general interest, not...
Well, because, I think because, as Daddy said, it specifically could advantage a couple of the hospitals that she's associated with.
Great. Thank you. So we're now on public comment, unless there are any other questions or comments from the commission. I'm going to take the pancreas cards first. I have Darla Granger from St. John's. You don't look like Darla Granger.
Do you mind if I speak up behalf of Darla and St. John's? I have a card for this.
You do? Is Darla seating her time?
She's here.
Oh, is that?
I think legally
a
we
medical
need to make
emergency.
Her talk.
Okay. Go ahead, Sean.
Good morning. I'm Sean Gailey. On behalf of St. John Health, on behalf of Dr. Granger and her voice, or lack thereof, I wanted to thank the commission. And just express our appreciation on behalf of St. John Health. We participated in the work group process on the language that you are going to be considering today. We support the substance of the language and appreciate all the stakeholders that were involved in reaching a consensus on the modified language. We also would just like to take this opportunity to express our desire to work with the department on working to reinstate this program at St. John Hospital. I think for all the reasons that we've articulated before, we believe this is a critical service that needs to continue to be operated, and look forward to working with the department on its process to maybe expedite that review.
Any questions? Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
Barbara Jackson.
Thank you. Barbara Jackson with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Thanks for taking my comment. Ed just asked me if I had deja vu. I put my former organization on the blue card. So I guess I was on the wrong automatic pilot this year. I'm going to testify in the pancreas transplant standards, and maybe then I'll just come back up for the MRI. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak. As indicated in our prior testimony, we've met with many of the organizations interested in modifying the pancreas transplant CON review standards and have been very active in the pancreas transplant work group. As a result of these meetings and the work group discussions where additional information was shared, BCBSM, BCN supports the proposed language both independently and as a member of the Economic Alliance for Michigan. We believe this proposed language captures the comparability of these services. Specifically, the proposed language links the ability to perform pancreas transplants to programs with high volume annual kidney transplant thresholds, generating quality-driven programs. In addition, these proposed standards help to retain the comprehensive role of Gift of Life as a Michigan-based organ procurement program. Thus, we urge the Commission to move this language forward for proposed action. Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you, Barbara. Questions? Hearing none. Dennis McCafferty, Economic Alliance.
Thank you and good morning. I'll be brief. The Economic Alliance membership participated in this process, and we too support the recommendations of the work group and recommend that these standards be moved towards approval in the process. We believe that the change in the numbers will not affect quality. We support the idea that high-volume kidney programs are the essential to this process, and the standards not only for initially qualifying but for maintaining the program is very important. So the Economic Alliance and our membership supports the proposed recommendations of the work group.
Thank you, Dennis. Any questions? Hearing none, let's move to MRI. Penny Christman from Crittenden Hospital.
Director of Government Relations for Crittenden Hospital Medical Center in Rochester, Michigan. I want to specifically speak to one issue in the recommendations from the work group. It is not in the proposed standards. However, I need to address that, and that has to do with a possible requirement to have at least 25% of MRI visits, charity care, or Medicaid. This is very onerous, and it would limit greatly many hospitals within the state, depending on your location. Crittenden Hospital does our very best in order to provide charity care. That has increased. Also, we have Medicaid patients. We do not believe that there should be a standard, however, saying you have to have a certain percentage of the service that goes to charity or through Medicaid. Thank you.
Can I ask a question, Mr. Commissioner, Mr. Chair?
Oh, okay. Sure. You wanted to talk?
Commissioner Gold. Okay. Can I ask a question, please?
Yes, is that, did you have anything else?
That was it.
Okay. I have a question,
we're open
please.
For questions.
I'm a little confused by your concern.
Okay.
hospitals don't are not changing. No requirement is changed for a hospital to get a fixed gamma. The proposed change that relates to Basha Diagnostic is that a freestanding for-profit facility, which is not your institution or mine for that matter, would have an alternative pathway of getting a fixed scanner if they do more than 25% Medicaid or indigent. It doesn't discriminate against a hospital. They would, you would get it by the same way you would have gotten it prior. I'm a little confused by your objection.
Excuse me. You are correct on that as far as a hospital. Hospitals, though, do have affiliations with independent MRI services, which we do, and that affiliation, we are looking at bringing in an MRI unit to the hospital through that affiliation, and the 25% would be applied to that.
No. You don't need the 25%. You could have 1% and still have the same fixed or mobile requirements you presently have, whether this passes or it doesn't pass. This is just an alternative. I'm not saying this is a good idea. I'm just explaining it's an alternative.
Any kind of reference to a percentage of that kind in standards, I have a real problem with. So does the hospital. Thank you very much.
So let me make sure that I understand that what Commissioner Sandler is saying is, if language that proposed today passes, there would be a new way for a freestanding for-profit facility to get an additional machine, and they would have to satisfy the requirements that you just talked about.
Correct.
You could still get a machine under existing standards with a higher number that you'd have to achieve. Is that your understanding of the language?
Yes.
Okay, and your concern is?
That any language that's put into standards, it could set a precedent in regards to what the percentage of charity care or Medicaid in order to qualify for covered services.
Okay, thank you for the clarification. Thank you.
I have a late pancreas card, and for the purpose of completeness, let me just go back to pancreas for a second. It's from Amy Olszewski at Gift of Life, Michigan.
My name is Amy Olszewski. I'm with Gift of Life, Michigan, and I thank you for taking my late submission today of our testimony. You know, I testified last Thursday at a work group, and afterwards someone pulled me aside and said, "You guys are really passionate about transplants." And I have to say that's true for our entire organization. We're very passionate about transplants, and we wish to thank the commission and the staff at MDCH for taking up the pancreas transplant standards, for being open to new ideas, and for rewriting the standards so that they match our federal requirements. And because every change that we've made in these standards means a life saved in Michigan, someone waiting for their pancreas, it's really a wonderful work that's been done by the commission and by the staff at MDCH. Gift of Life, of course, supports these pancreas standards as rewritten. There is one place, though, line 164 on page 4, where we have a very small language change suggestion, and that is the definition of biannually. Currently, it's defined as every 2 years, and we would like to change that to a consecutive 24-month period. And the reason for that suggestion is simply because the way that data is submitted to the federal government, our federal regulatory agencies, it goes on a rolling 24-month basis. And so instead of defining it as a calendar year every 2 years, it may be better for the transplant centers and definitely for Gift of Life Michigan as we report on this rolling consecutive 24-month basis, that that is how the programs are looked at here in the state. Other than that, I understand that there already was a discussion about a possible fast track, administrative fast track for those programs that voluntarily surrendered their certificates. Gift of Life supports that. These programs are on hold. They're inactive status with the United Network for Organ Sharing, UNOS. And to bring these programs back on track is not as much as an administrative burden as opening up a new program. And for that reason, Gift of Life supports any administrative fast track for those programs who are currently on inactive status with UNOS. And once again, we'd like to thank the Commission for all the hard work. We're working on heart, lung, liver standards right now. And really the transplant community and really the residents, the 3,000 residents waiting for a transplant in the state. Thank you also.
Questions? Thank you.
This is Commissioner Kashishian.
Yeah.
Can somebody from the department or the chairperson explain the fast track for me, please?
I don't think either you have a certificate of need or you do not have a certificate of need. I think the administrative burden that the programs will have to go through from a department perspective will be exactly the same as it would be for a new initiation. It may be easier for the programs because they existed prior to the withdrawal of the CONs, but there isn't a fast-tracking through the process that they can do. The law doesn't allow for that. They'll be required to initiate.
Thank you. I do have another question for the department. This is Commissioner Kashishian. Does the department have any problems with making the changes to, instead of every 2 years, to consecutive every 24 months? I mean, I don't know, and from an operational standpoint.
This is Brenda. One of the reasons we did every 2 years, as you know, on our CON annual survey, data is collected on an annual basis. It's a calendar year. So in consistency with the data that's supplied to the department. That's why we recommend it every 2 years. I mean, if the commission wants us to take a look at it, we'd certainly be more than happy, but that's the reason, that's the rationale.
So this is Commissioner Goldman. This is first reading on the pancreas language. If we pass it the way it is, but ask the department to look at whether it would be possible to change every 2 years to a consecutive 24-month period, you could do that before our next meeting. That would be, I believe, a technical amendment that wouldn't require another public hearing. Is that your feeling?
I agree.
Okay. So maybe that's how we ought to proceed when we get to that item. I'm sensitive to different reporting and accounting systems, but I just want to make sure that we're all in sync. Okay, last chance for pancreas. If not, we'll move back to MRI. Janelle Spann from Michigan Resonance Imaging.
Related to Medicaid, that there's enough meat in the language that will address potential issues that come up. Is this going to be based on audited statements to validate the Medicaid percentage, the 25%, or how it's going to be created? So I would ask that the commission either provide, a SAC committee or some other type of mechanism to open it back up to other stakeholders. Because technical to me was the spatial relations and the gradients and that type of thing.
Commissioner Corey, Could you tell us what stakeholders or who they are that were unable to attend the last meeting?
Well, technical, I'm an administrator, so I thought technical meeting indicated literally the gradients that are used. I know that there are some providers out there not using the most state-of-the-art equipment, and so honestly, it was perhaps, you know, but to base proposed language on one meeting, I don't think is adequate.
So let me just make sure I understand. So the question was, who has an interest in this issue who was unable to be at that meeting? So
that
you're saying your facility?
Oh, yes, my facility for one. And honestly, some of the language would benefit, but I just don't feel that it is adequately, one meeting is adequate to actually give, you know, if I had been in the hospital or, you know, to actually represent all of the people. Or all of the providers of service. So,
but you're speaking for Crittenden and the
associated. I'm speaking for Michigan Resonance Imaging, where I have three fixed units, one that I've just recently converted, and two mobile units.
Okay, Commissioner Sandler.
My question is the which one or all three? There are three separate issues that the work group addressed.
Well, MRT.
Yeah, an MRI for MRI.
Okay, MRT related. We do a lot of the planning and the staging.
No, my question is, no one's questioning that. My question is, there were three precise issues, none of which were related to the others. Is your concern for another work group that you want to discuss all three again, or just one of them, or what? That's the point I'd like to.
Like I said, it would benefit me. Some of them would benefit me, but I believe that all three need to be.
Okay, it's all three.
To make sure that there are checks and balances in place.
Okay, thank you.
So let me, again, let me understand that, Commissioner Goldman. The first issue was the simulation issue.
Yes.
And what is your understanding of use of simulation?
My understanding that MR is used to do simulation studies. We do fusion studies right now to do not only the staging, but also the treatment planning. So, I mean, that's already being provided, and there are a lot of units out there.